Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
53 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Wednesday morning. With our pre-opening summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today are expected steady to $1 per hundredweight higher. Terminals are called steady to higher with top prices from $35 to $43. Peoria is called $1 to $2 higher today with a top price of $35. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, April 15th, negotiated swine purchases were 9,890. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $46.50 to $61. The weighted average was $57.79, a gain of $1.01 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.86 to $48.50. The weighted average was $45.23. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 25,694. The base price range was $47.50 to $65. The weighted average was $61.43, a gain of $1.33 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36.46 to $49.50, and the weighted average was $47.32. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sulla. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. Well, we've had some nice drying conditions yesterday and the upcoming day and a half before rain returns to the corn soybean belt, and looking at computer models next week. And before putting anything in concrete, I do have to say that when we're looking out at anything past 7 days, we're very reliant on the GFS, the Global Forecast System. The European model doesn't go out. We don't have access to the information for that out past 7 days. So that may skew a little bit of our interpretation of what's going on next week. But we do have the rain coming in for the second half of the work week and into the weekend across portions of the Midwest, especially along the Mississippi River from northern Missouri, eastern Iowa, northwestern Illinois, and southern Wisconsin. That's an area that's looking for a potential of up to 1.5 to 2 inches widespread, maybe some locally heavier amounts, leading to flooding and more delays for field preparation in that area. Southern sections will get the rain a little bit later and a little bit lighter. And then considering the computer model runs for next week, if they come out accurate, bad news for the middle and the end of next week for a good portion. And this would start in the northern portion of the Corn Belt across Nebraska and even in through portions of South Dakota and southern Minnesota. And then by Thursday of next week, the Global Forecast System, the American model, has some very heavy rain moving into the mid-Mississippi Valley and once again centered around the boot heel of Missouri and through southern Illinois and then towards the Ohio River. Again, the caveat is the European model backs off a little bit on that precipitation, so that's just something to consider as we start talking about the weather next week. Now, this weekend, we had that cool weather, and it's being replaced by warm, breezy conditions, and then the weather system coming in behind that will put an end to the very nice conditions we've had as far as drying. So soil conditions favorable for planting and general field work across Ohio, immediate neighboring areas today. The region of the Midwest will see 3 days of favorable weather before four more aggressive planting progress. Outside of the Ohio River Valley, Nebraska locations will see favorable field working conditions, while most other areas have little or no chance for sustained field work. Greater delays in field access may occur during mid to late week next week as rain increases in many areas, including the far eastern production areas. Again, that's based on just the GFS and not taking into consideration any other computer model. So we'll just have to see how that develops. As far as South America, they've had some improving conditions after a very cool weather settled into Brazil and Argentina. It does look like things will continue to improve there, returning warm weather in Argentina and continued dry conditions favorable for summer crop maturation and harvest progress. Recent frost and freezes likely hurt the quality of late-season double-cropped soybean across Argentina. As far as Brazil, Brazil's weather will make it tough for rapid field work in some central south areas over the coming week. However, no serious problems will come to grain or oilseed quality. Outside of those areas, China's planting progress likely to advance favorably around periods of rain. The northeastern provinces still need significant rain, but there's no urgent need for the moisture until next month. Showers next week in the drier areas will be welcome, but they do have to become more significant to induce a big change in soil moisture there. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 9.48 and a half, down 1 3/4. Last trade up 8 and a quarter. July 9.51, up a quarter. Last trade up 7 3/4. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 8.98 and a quarter, up 2 and a half. Last trade up 11. July 9.11, up a half. Last trade up 11. May corn opened at 6.06 unchanged. Last trade up 2 1/4. July 6.19, down a half. Last trade up 2 1/4. December 6.25, down a quarter. Last trade up 2 1/2. May beans open at 13.79 and a half, down a half. Last trade down a half. July 13.96 3/4, down a quarter. Last trade down a half. November 12.99 and a quarter, down 3/4. Last trade up 2 1/4. May soybean meal open at 3.48.60. Down 20, last trade up 40. May soybean oil open at 62.65, up 13, last trade up 1. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well.
Boy, that Mike Sola, he just never has any good news, does he?
We may have some planting windows. I don't know when.
Yeah. You know, and it seems like, you know, we're in a weather market, but, you know, we still got some old things still hanging around that are driving the market, like the U.S. dollar and crude oil, so.
Want to talk about both of those. Crude oil made new contract highs, up over $114 today. The U.S. dollar, its lowest level since March 27th, broke to the downside of a pennant formation on the charts. And yet, overnight, beans didn't do a heck of a lot.
No, and I think, you know, I think because of the crude oil being up, it's given a little support here to soil, and that's helping the soybean complex. Everything was pretty much, I think, profit-taking after yesterday's markets overnight, and except seemed to be down most of the session, and then it came back at the end. And I know one of those was because of the dollar. I guess one of the Chinese central bank increased their bank revenues, and so just some fluff in there to the dollar helped everything overnight come back a little bit. So,
well, we also see on the charts that beans tested their 61 and 8 retracement of its correction off the contract highs, and I'm wondering if this rally is just running out of gas.
I think it is on beans, and I think if you look at everything on beans, everything seems to be, I mean, besides being soil being strong, everything's pretty with the acreage and everything else. Everything seems to be bearish on beans, but yet we've been strong and just keep coming back. I think corn's lent support to that, you know, to help them a little bit along too, and so is wheat. But I just don't look for. I keep looking for soybeans, you know, to take a pretty good break, and just keeps making a liar out of me, it seems like. So
turn your attention to the corn. Your analysis there today.
You know, corn. I think it'll be up 2 to 3 cents. You know, there's, you know, not a lot going on in the corn. I think the biggest thing is just weather. You know, I saw where the Deep South's like 2 to 3 weeks behind, and they've got like 5 million acres down there that they're under 10% planted, and normally they'd be 60% at this time. So corn's, you know, it's pretty much just all weather right at this moment.
in the wheat, most of the analysts that I talked with are pretty much in agreement that another leg down is in the cards at the Chicago Board of Trade with a test around the $8 to $8.05, $8.07 level. But the question is the timing of it. What is your sense of that?
You know, I just think the dollar's weighing heavy on it. I think that with the acreage we got, I think it was sufficient to, you know, that wheat shouldn't be strong, and it has been strong here lately. I think we're going to test some lows on wheat. We're talking wheat, possibly. Some people are saying 5 to 10 up today, and some people up 11 to 18. And it may do that on the open, but I just don't think wheat can stay as strong as it's been.
Thank you very much, Chris. You have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. And someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Wednesday on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.